Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Doctor Dad Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 20th. Nice start to the week here after the long holiday. We have March corn up 4 cents at 420.5. March wheat up 5.5 cents at 566. We did make a new contract low overnight, so it's possible that we could see a key reversal here if we close over Friday's highs. That would certainly be a little helpful to this market. March beans up 12¾ cents at 11.85. We gapped open higher. The gap now is down to 11.73¾. Hopefully we don't fill that gap anytime in the next 3 days and we can move higher out here. Again, I don't think there's anything fundamentally bullish per se, but the fact of the matter is the funds may want to start covering some of these short positions, and that would be reason enough for the market to move higher. We did have some late sales announced here. Usually the sales come out between 8 o'clock and 8:02. At 8:12, they announced 155,000 metric tons of new crop corn to Japan and 228,000 metric tons of old crop meal to the Philippines. So a little business there. Brazilian soybean harvest is now 32% complete. They are getting some late stress in the west central areas due to the dryness again. Brazilian corn, newest estimate coming out of one of the groups is 126. That's versus 140 last year, but still about a million or so higher than the USDA. President Biden has announced that the start date on year-round ethanol sales will be pushed to 2025. That's disappointing for American farmers who would hope to see it start this year. Overall, it looks like we want to put in a bounce here. We'll see how we act in the first, 20 minutes or so. If we can take out, 9 o'clock, whatever the highs are by 9 o'clock, I'd say we have a pretty good chance of a strong day out here with some fun covering. Coming into today, we had the funds massively short corn, over 300,000 corn short. Let me get my sheet here. Short 134,000 beans. Short 88 wheat, short 22 meal, and 44,000 oil. So certainly if they want to come for grain, there's plenty of upside potential in this market. We'll have the short and wheat because of the holiday, so we won't get export sales until Friday. But I don't think we'll see anything too stellar there, but it was nice to see a little bit of business out here. The outside markets, the dollar's down. That's a little bit helpful. The metals are mixed. Dow Jones looks to open up about 120 lower. But overall, if we could close strong here today, whatever our highs are going to be, that would certainly be helpful to this grain market. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.